Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. If you were to name the one critical variable that determines the destiny of an organization, what would your guess be? Money? Workers? Marketing? Well, our next guest says the correct answer is leadership. Anthony Bell is CEO of Leader Development Incorporated, based in Columbia, South Carolina. Today, he's in our studio. Tony, welcome.
Pleasure to be here.
So first of all, give us your background and how you got into the leadership business.
Okay, well, back in the early 90s, I was doing a lot of training around strategic planning and change leadership, and I had just fairly recently come over from Europe. I was really trying to figure out how to understand how differently Americans do business compared to Europeans. And so I got into this training, and it was really a good exercise. I was doing a lot of stuff around change leadership and strategic planning. The thing that struck me as I was doing all this was that there was a tremendous amount of confusion around leadership. And so during the 90s, I set out to figure out, okay, what can I do to help these people? What began to formulate was this framework that kind of pulled it all together, that made sense of all this complexity. That morphed into a book called Great Leadership. So that's what propelled the framework.
What is your market?
We have clients that include the U.S. Treasury Department, done quite a bit of work with them, some typically fairly large companies, but some, the smallest has maybe been 30 million, companies that are experiencing some kind of pain. We have one client that's somewhere between 50 and 68% growth rate annually. I mean, that's just absolutely phenomenal growth rate. And so they're experiencing a really tough time leading that growth. So they've invested heavily in leadership development. Or it could be an acquisition, or it could be a generational transfer.
How does a consultant fix a leadership issue?
It's really kind of a two-step process. And the first one is understanding, and the second one is application. Understand what it is that they're going through, where they are in their growth cycle, what's going on in their culture, and then understand what the framework is, because the leadership framework really does provide the answers to that. And then the second part is application. Figure out what it is and what it takes to actually apply that and actually contextualize it to their particular challenges.
And so when you say framework, are we talking the leadership structure, the corporate structure?
It doesn't have to do with the corporate structure. It has to do with leadership itself. And so look at leadership, not in sort of little silos of leadership, but a coherent whole. The framework brings them together into a coherent whole that they can then figure out what it is that they need. That's what we mean by the framework. For example, if you are, it'll depend on some level what level you are in terms of leadership. So think of leadership in terms of character and competence. So competence is not technical competence. It's actually how you lead, the skills of leadership. So if you're the CEO of a company, then you have a different skill set that you need than if you're on frontline leadership. So you need to be thinking, you know, we use this illustration of a ship. So if you got the captain on the bridge, the captain needs to be on the bridge looking out externally. But then you've got to have the ship that's running. You know, you've got to have the engines working. So you need to know what it is that your function requires. If you're a captain who sort of came up through the ranks, then your tendency will be to go back down to the engine room to try and fix what's going on in the engine room, whereas you should actually be on the bridge. That's what helps. If you can understand what your role requires, then you can actually apply the right kind of leadership to it.
So a lot of it sounds like it boils down to role definition for a leader.
In many ways, that's right, Mike. It really is. And there's a lot of confusion about what roles are in leadership. And so if you can understand what your level of leadership requires, and also what levels above you that you're aspiring to, what they require, so that when you get to that level, you know what to do. That's, you know, that's huge. If you can figure that out, then you're going to have a great career, because great careers are built on great leadership.
Well, Tony, thanks so much for stopping by our studio.
You're very welcome, Mike. Thank you very much for having me. Been a pleasure.
Anthony Bell is CEO of Leader Development based in Columbia, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.